love talking to you guys. This was fun already.
This
was fun already.
I love how you're so up on things. You're like, I don't know, all the current events. Kati and I think that you would, we would never know. So how would you know? But
yeah, one of our producers emailed us a list of topics we could touch on today.
Yeah.
And I was sitting on my phone. I went, oh, we're not going to do this to Leanne.
Aww. You guys think I'm old, don't you?
No, because Samantha and I didn't know one word.
I don't have the bandwidth to look at what this means.
I was like, who are these people? Pizza slime? Like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know any of it. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know pizza slime.
Yeah.
Well, no.
What is pizza slime? Well, it's pizza slime.
Well, it's pizza slime. Oh, that.
Thank you so much.
Cleared it up. That cleared it up for all of us.
Now I understand.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm impressed with myself then that I'm here more than you guys.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah, same.
Toss. Yeah. Right?
With your city vibes today.
My city slicker, a la Ralph Lauren City with my loafers.
I love it.
Hence the loafers.
I think I need to lean into the preppy look.
It's the look for,
I don't know what I am.
My whole life, I used to try to dress like Madonna in high school. Did not work.
Really?
No, like, no, like rock, a virgin, no.
Rockin' 80s.
No, I'm too girl next door, like cute.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pretty.
Not
cute.
Slutty. Sexy.
Yeah, no.
Slutty.
Girl next door, cheerleader.
What a whore.
Exactly. I can't do the slick city thing.
I like a girl next door.
I have a power lesbian look.
You have power lesbian?
No, you do not.
I do. I do. I have a black tie power lesbian look.
That's my sister.
You do not.
Yes, I do, you guys.
You don't. I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
Oh. Not that a lesbian look is bad.
No, but like Jenny loves that power suit, man trouser vibe.
I lean into that because I think it's more attractive.
I look like the broadside of a barn. I look like an exact square in a suit.
Like
I look
SpongeBob.
Yep. Square
same
pants.
Girl, same.
I look like an apple with two legs. It's awful. Every suit I've ever tried on.
I know. It's like I feel like the Hamburglar. Like I'm drowning in it. Like, you know, like there's not even feet. The coat just like drags on the ground.
You look like when you wear a suit, it's like if it's not paired with jeans on you,
it
looks like you're in trouble.
What do you mean? Like I'm going
like
to
you're
court?
Going to testify or something. You're like, here comes the big girl outfit.
So I know what you mean, though, because I agree that there's something sexy about leaning into that masculine. It's not even masculine, actually. I think it can be really feminine. But the traditional man blazer, button-up shirt. Like, I think you can do that in a sexy way.
It's really structured clothing,
right? And I think, like, not showing a ton of skin is also hot.
I agree.
With what I do, I work with so many really, really powerful women. And what I've noticed.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah.
What's
what's
the look?
It's been 15 years watching these women do carpets and stuff.
Yeah.
And I go, it's so funny where I go, they've got the most power than anyone on this fucking carpet or toe-to-toe with most of the men, the high men running streamers. And I look at, and it's so funny that all of them dress incredibly feminine. On the carpet, like whimsical almost. Where I'm like, that's so funny because if I were in that position, I would do a blend of like a fucking power suit to remind them, like, no, I'm with the guys.
Whimsical.
Very whimsical, like a fairy dust angel.
Really?
Like ruffles and, yeah, where I'm like,
who wears ruffles these days?
Exactly. I'm trying to visualize.
Lots of people.
What about the day-to-day look?
Because you can't, I guess if you're a power exec, you're not wearing like a sexy dress that like talent would wear. Like you're not getting away with that,
right?
So it's like almost like whimsical, like very feminine, overly feminine. We're like, that's interesting. I'm just not a feminine person.
I wonder if it's their way of kind of blending into the environment.
Maybe,
right?
Yeah, like playful party,
festive. Yeah, if you just kind of blend in.
Yeah,
or I wonder if it's exhausting for them just being like a power woman
it
all
is
the time.
Exhausting.
You're like, I just want to be a date tonight. Even though,
but what's the
not.
Day-to-day look for that type of person?
Still feminine, a little more structured though.
Yeah,
more structured.
Interesting.
I've always noticed that where I was like, I just want to put these fuckers in like, an ivory suit and like a sexy cami, but not too slutty.
Yeah.
But pull their hair back, do a bold lip, and be like, no, I'm the top bitch now.
That's hot. I mean, that's
hot.
I agree with
that. It's a hot look.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? I wish I could pull it off.
You could.
No,
yeah, you could.
Trust me. I've tried.
You ought not to do.
You ought not do that.
Really?
No.
I think you could rock the fuck out of a...
I think I'd have to have, like, it made for me. You know, like I can't go into a store. I've tried on so many different suits, and every time I try them on, I go, wow.
Let me tell you something.
That's
those
bad.
Cabby wide leg black pants with
do not look good on me.
What?
They look terrible on
me. Wow.
I put them on, and Bert went, don't ever wear those again. And I went, that's what I was thinking a little bit. But I was not sure. I thought maybe I was being insecure. He was like, those do not look good. I don't know.
Are they tight on your butt?
No.
What were they?
They're these cabby pants that
what
dreams are made
pants?
Of. This old lady company we shop at.
This old lady company. That
cabby pants?
Yeah. We drive a cab at night.
Are they like shorts? Are they like?
No.
All right. There's like, you know how Tupperware was back in the day where people would come and set up the Tupperware and you buy the Tupperware?
Yeah.
Well, cabby's kind of like that. It's clothing.
Oh, is it the brand?
Like Mary Kay.
Yes. Okay. Like Mary Kay. It's like a trunk show. So I have a friend who invited me to this cabby show. And so I went because I was like, well, I have nothing else to do on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I love my friend, Michelle. She's awesome. And there's like, they have a collection that's only there for spring. You buy it
and it's literally
or you miss
like
out.
Six things.
And it's, yes. But every collection, there's one thing where I go, that's pretty awesome. And then I put it on and I go, that is amazing on my body. One thing.
And
every
you wear it a lot.
And
she
I
has
wear
this
it
one pair
out.
Of jeans that she just, they're fucking...
They're like home run,
traffic
beyond
stoppers.
Home run.
And
then,
like, shit.
And
what's
then
the
I
price
bought
point?
Her $120
okay.
for a pair of jeans.
Okay.
But yeah, she's so I got her a pair of jeans. And
oof.
Are you talking about the good ones or the bad ones? One was really good.
The bad ones.
The bad ones were bad.
I was like, Lieutenant Diane. They like exactly. hit like right here on me and I was like, is it a no? It's a definite. She's like, take them
it's
off right
no.
now.
It's
take
no.
them off.
No. There's no hope for you for this.
Yeah.
But I bought her some other like wide leg jeans, and those are amazing.
Nailed.
And then she bought me some black like wide leg, and they don't look good on me. So we are the same clothing size.
Okay.
But I have shorter legs, and like she has smaller hips.
She can get away with a crop, where I cannot
because I'm short.
Oh yeah. Well, I love a crop on anyone though.
Nah. Not when it's wide.
Oh
no.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Yeah, but I
can
do a wide crop because I got short little legs.
Yeah.
You look like olive oil.
What do you look
I do?
Like?
No, me.
Oh, you.
Like Popeye
like
and olive oil, like, you know, her short little diggers.
Pantaloons.
Pantaloons.
I feel like I always want pants to be short on me because I'm short also, and it makes me feel like I'm so tall. Pants are short on
They're
me.
Short?
Yeah.
It's like those jeans you had that I was like, I need those jeans, and I bought them in every size because I didn't know.
Yeah.
And it literally looked like I just had abdominal surgery.
Why?
It looked like I had, like... like
what
a post-surgical bag in my crotch. It was so bad. I was like, I've never looked worse in any article of clothing in my life.
I don't believe it. I feel like...
Samantha, it was awful.
Really?
It was so awful.
So what was the problem? The waist or the hips?
Here's the problem. And here's my problem with most jeans, why I'm shopping at Old Navy now. Because I don't have a waistline at all.
Okay.
My waist does not go in. It is straight up and down. And when I lose weight, it just goes like this. It doesn't curve in.
Uh-huh. Mine's pretty straight too. Ish.
It goes,
I don't have
you
a,
dip
I don't
down
have
into
like
a butt at least.
Okay.
Mine just goes up and down.
Yeah.
In all angles. It's like a 3D imaging. And so, in order to get a size pant that is high waisted like that, that fits my waist,
uh-huh.
I know where you're
they
going.
Make do in the legs and butt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because someone with my size waist is typically a little bigger in the legs and butt.
Totally. Yeah, yeah.
And then the crotch hangs down.
Post-surgical bag where I have like the gentleman jean. It's like the 9-inch zipper.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like.
Gentleman jean.
Yeah.
None of those look good when you sit down, by the way.
No.
Like even if they fit you perfect standing, you sit down and it's like. Because it doesn't bend.
No.
A zipper this long doesn't bend.
No.
So bad.
It is. Your party pouch. It's
there's
like,
been a few times in here where I'm like, whoa. Like, that looked odd.
That
looked
odd.
You just can't.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
I know. And it's so bad. As I get older, I didn't care about it when I was younger. But, you know, in menopause, things start changing.
Yeah.
It, like, I went up a cup and a half in my bra.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I really do about that. And it's amazing how much it changes how clothes lay on your body.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I can never, for the rest of my life, wear a crew neck t-shirt. So sorry.
Crew neck
t-shirt.
Why?
Because
I'm surprised by that.
I look like Dolly Parton.
Because it like lays,
It's like I have a shelf
yeah.
on my, you know, I'm like a, I was like a full B.
Yeah.
I'm a full D now.
Wait, how? That's a thing with
just
menopause?
From hormones. That's it. It's just my boobs just went, hello. They're huge. I feel like, you know what I look like naked? What? I look like
tell
in
us.
Weird Science.
Us.
In
then
Weird Science, that movie Weird Science where they blow up her boobs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like they go out and they go in. Yes.
Yeah. I look
wait,
like
so
that.
So are you better in a V-neck?
Oh, I can only do a V-neck.
See, V-neck, I look like Mr. North America, where I'm like, hello.
No, I can't do, okay, V-necks, yeah, I can do a V-neck, or I can do, like, a square neck,
uh-huh.
Or, like.
Oh, yeah.
What if she's like, I only wear crop tops now.
I can only wear crop tops.
My boobs just need the air. And the
I just need the air. We need to get you that Skims bra.
Wait, can we?
What Skims
she,
bra?
She bought the Skims bra with the fake nipples in it.
What?
Oh,
did you
it's
not
amazing.
See, you didn't see that?
I did see that, now yep. that you mentioned it. Yes, yeah. I did. And I saw it, and I went, Who the hell wears that?
Yeah.
Why do you want your nipples
thank you.
Out?
Thank
know.
You. She's returning it.
If there
it,
ever a
bit
reason, but I don't have a reason to have my nipples out anymore.
Why would you?
What I figured.
Why would a person?
What
need
I
their
figured
nipples out like that?
Was when I got it, I went, oh, this is a great bra. Great fucking bra.
Can you remove
bra.
Just
the nipples?
Your bag
take
on
no.
it.
No. Okay. Yeah.
The nipples are there to
yeah,
stay.
Yeah. Okay.
But then, I could wear the bra easy peasy. But I don't wear anything tight enough
uh-huh.
so to warrant having a nipple bra.
So then you just have a tent.
Yeah, yeah. So then it just makes me just look huge.
Even if you had something tight enough, I would be like, hey, I'd be so, like, I'd be so embarrassed.
Too.
I don't know. It seems like if I had, like, really small fake boobs or something, I get it, like, if they were actually just a fake boob and you saw my nipples, that I'm like, okay, fine. But then you're, like, doing it to, like.
Well, yeah, and it's like a 34D, so I'm like this. And then the nipples point up.
Oh, my God.
So you're like.
You play ring toss while you're waiting?
It's going back.
Horseshoe.
I was on a wait list. I mean, I was on a wait list forever for that bra.
Yeah, I know. It came out, I think, almost as a joke. And they wanted to survey,
flooded.
Like, how many people wanted it. They said that she did it as a play on Kanye's new girlfriend, Bianca, because she was constantly being seen with, like, the tight, like, wife beater.
Do you follow her? It's bananas.
And, like, I think they were her real boobs. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she has implants or not, but she wasn't wearing a bra, and so all these pictures you'd see of her, you'd see, like, the nipple showing, and they said, I don't know if it's true, but they said Kim then did that bra to kind of, like play on that.
But her nipples are, like, two sizes the size of this mic.
Who?
The areolas?
Yes.
You follow her on Instagram?
They're, like, personal pants.
She has her own... She
literally
pan
because they're
pizza.
They're natural boobs.
I think they're natural.
And they're like E's or G's.
They're huge.
Oh, Jesus.
And so then you see this nipple,
I
which
think
there's something
not...
less offensive about it. You're like, well, that's.
Am I crazy to think they're natural?
No, they're 100%
they
natural.
Look, they're huge, but they look
oh,
natural.
Oh, you mean as in not in place?
Have you seen?
Yeah, but they're huge.
I have. Yeah.
Wait, I don't understand. She has her own Instagram because I feel like for a while she wasn't putting anything out.
I doubt she's allowed to have her own social media.
Oh, you just asked me if I follow her on Instagram.
Why? Why would she not be allowed?
Because
of her
because.
Nipples?
No, because of her husband.
She's under,
no.
like, lock and key.
Oh.
She's only, like, 27.
Oh. I'm not a Kanye fan.
No. I don't think many people are.
No,
these
no.
Days.
No, I'm, no, not at all.
No, but
in
I
fact,
mean,
I've made my kids get rid of all the shoes.
So
and
that.
Even the music.
He's got
it's
great
a, it's a little
music.
Bit of a debate in our family because Luca is like, is it okay to separate the artist from the music? And I said, in some instances, yes. In this instance, no. Like, I'm not. And I agree. He's a talented musician, mm-hmm. or a talented musician.
Yeah.
I think nobody can argue that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of good music out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just feel like it's bad vibes.
Well, it's kind of R. Kelly, even though it's a different
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
kind of mm. that
oh,
way.
Oh, my gosh. You know, like,
it's
I don't know how
like
this
Diddy.
Circulated in my house
yeah,
for a few
now,
years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somehow, when the kids were little, they would sing, I believe I can fly. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. I just waited for that to die out. It took like 2 years. But yes. Otherwise, I'm not. I'm
what did
not
R. Kelly
supportive
do?
Of him listening
what
to
did
music.
What did R. Kelly do? Rape women.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Oh,
young
yeah.
women.
Oh, the R.
Teenagers.
Kelly Diaries. Yeah.
Aaliyah.
Teenagers.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. She was a child.
Mm-hmm.
Should I say teenagers again?
Teenagers.
Wait, so can we... flip topics. I'm curious. I want to know about menopause. I want to know about your journey in with menopause. Can I ask you?
I thought you wanted to have fun today.
I know I do.
I'm just kidding.
I want to just know because I'm so curious about.
Yeah.
And we don't have to go that deep into it. I'm just curious.
I'll go as deep as you want.
To know, because I don't think it's talked about that much.
It's not.
Right?
No. I was just talking to one of my friends this weekend about it because she's just starting. She's 2 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And I'm a year and a half past my last cycle. So yeah. I'm like, yeah. I'm almost done.
Yeah.
And some, there's, it's like a spectrum disorder almost.
Yeah.
Because some people have no symptoms.
Okay.
And some people have the most extreme symptoms yes. where you're like,
interesting.
This is horrible.
So it's varying degrees.
It's completely varying. Mm-hmm. Mine's somewhere probably on the light to middle.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll tell you the number one thing that women I've been talking to my age find the most confusing uh-huh. is I have a marked reduction in memory. And I was just talking to Sarah Silverman, was on Something's Burning, and she's in the middle of this moment in life.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And she was like, I actually went to the doctor, to like a memory care doctor, and said, I think I have dementia.
Whoa.
It's that
yeah.
crazy.
I wonder why that is.
It's hormones? It's hormones. Yeah. It's reduction hormones.
Do you find like that's what it is? Or you think that it'll sort of like ebb and flow?
It comes back. Well, I'm on hormone replacement therapy.
Okay. Yeah.
And that has been, I completely recommend that for everybody.
So you feel like
period.
Yourself again.
I feel like, I don't feel like myself. This is what I was saying to my friend, because my friend was deciding whether or not she wanted to go on HRT.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't expect you to feel like yourself. You just feel better
yeah.
than without it.
Okay.
So I still have memory problems.
You still feel like a stranger in your own body.
You do. I mean, I'm having emotional reactions to things mm-hmm. that are foreign to me.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, Bert and I will talk about something, and I'll just start crying.
Yeah.
Have I ever been a crier?
No.
I am not a crier. Wow. And then I'm going, like, I don't even know why I'm crying,
yeah.
but I can't
help it. The Kreischer
women
don't cry.
I can't.
None of us.
Stop yeah. it. And, you know, Bert and I have had a lot of conversations about my shift in vulnerability.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I was apologizing to him for having to take care of me in the way that I needed
yeah.
caring for, because yeah. it's such a departure
from
right?
what your norm is.
Yes.
Yeah.
So don't get me wrong. I deserve to be taken care of.
Yeah. And
but
you deserve to be vulnerable.
And I deserve all of
yeah.
that. But I put myself in his shoes and uh-huh. go, he must go, who mm-hmm. is this lunatic that I'm
yeah.
coming home to? She's
yeah.
like a crazy person.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have mood swings. I don't
yeah.
understand. My body, not just my boobs,
yeah.
but my body changed.
Yeah.
My skin changed.
Yeah.
My
hair
what happened to your
changed.
Skin?
My skin was dry to start with, God. But now it's gotten, like, I'm not joking, it's gotten crepey. Like when you see, like Magda mm-hmm. from There's Something About Mary. My skin has started
oh my God,
looking
the
like
tanned,
that.
The tanned
motherfucker.
Woman.
It's crepey.
I start sleeping in lotion every night.
I do it, but
you're
I don't know if it'll do anything.
Help.
It's the hormones. To the point where I was working out and I'm like, my skin's, I have so much muscle, but the skin on top of it
isn't tight.
And it was like, I mean, you could have it surgically tightened, but other than that, it's just what happens
so
in middle
age. So how many,
like,
what percentage of women, and I'm sure you, like, if you had to guess, because I doubt there's a statistic, but that actually go and get evaluated and you know, get help or supplements or whatever when they're going through this? I don't think that every woman goes and gets their levels checked or even explores what the options are, right?
This
yeah.
is a double-edged sword,
yeah.
and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
One is, I think women have a stigma that they should be able to handle or overcome
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Yeah.
And I think they really, we really believe that. So to say, hey, I'm not doing well, I need help,
mm-hmm.
is hard for women in general.
Yeah.
I went to my doctor
mm-hmm.
when I started feeling this way,
mm-hmm.
and she said to me, it's part of life.
Yeah.
And I kept going, but it can't be.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want this.
Yeah.
There's got to be. Put me on Prozac. I mean, something.
Yeah, something.
That,
yeah.
I mean, this is, I am so foreign to myself
mm-hmm.
that it's so discombobulating.
Mm-hmm.
And she continually just said, So I had to go to multiple doctors to get a doctor to go, no. This can be fixed easily.
Yeah.
Here's what you do. And I've done everything my doctor told me to do. And I am not myself. But I am so much closer to that.
Did you feel it creeping up, or was it just one day you're like, boosh, like you hit a wall?
Boosh. It was a little boosh.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't, well, that's a good question. I had like night sweats
yeah.
for years.
Yeah.
But they would come and go. I'd
yeah.
have like pockets of them,
yeah.
or I'd have a couple weeks where
I have night sweats.
Them a lot. And
yeah.
then sometimes it'd be months, and I would have
sometimes,
nothing.
Sometimes.
and then they come back.
Yeah.
And then nothing.
Yeah.
And the same with sleeplessness.
Yeah.
And
oh, well, fuck.
Well, you have young kids also. But my friend I was talking to yesterday.
I have dry skin, sleepless nights. I sweat a shitload.
Yeah, I sweat more now. I never sweat. And then when I got into menopause, I'm like, you look at me wrong, and I'm just like.
Oh, really?
Yes. I've never been like that. My hair's frizzy. My hair in the back of my hair is actually curly.
It's actually curly.
My hair is curly now. I've had like stick straight hair my whole life.
That happened to me after kids.
Yeah, it's hormonal shift.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lola, after Lola, I got curly hair.
You could chalk anything up to hormonal shifts. And that being said, now, do you find that anything that happens to you since then, you like are like, is it because of the menopause? Like when it might may or may not be, right? Like mm-hmm. It's almost like now do you feel like nothing can happen to you that isn't related to that?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you why though. So your estrogen, your progesterone have to be a certain ratio to each other.
Yeah.
And if they're not, yeah. they cause all these crazy symptoms.
Crazy shit.
Like, oh, fuck. Like bone pain.
God, kill herself after this
like
one.
Like total bone pain.
Well, then just stay on birth control the rest of your life.
I was on birth control.
Go back on.
No. Why? I was on birth control and going into menopause.
Yeah.
And it wasn't doing
she
anything.
She needs more estrogen, right? Is that
correct?
Yeah.
So can you just get more estrogen?
Yeah. That's what I'm on.
Oh, great.
I'm on estrogen, progesterone.
Do you do the
testosterone cream?
Yeah.
And I'm on a thyroid support because testosterone and thyroids are like business partners.
Yeah. So the thyroid is like up to a lot of different like, you know, acquisitions.
It's a sleeper cell just waiting to fuck with
no,
you.
No, it's doing a lot of things. It's business partners with a lot of people in there. And you're like, whoa, I didn't realize that like – closeness.
I know, right? Yeah. The problem with going to a regular doctor and getting a regular physical when you're in menopause is that they look at your numbers. They look at your blood level numbers kind of siloed.
Yeah.
So your cholesterol is boom.
Uh-huh. Million-dollar word, siloed. Love it.
Mm-hmm. But your cholesterol is regulated by your estrogen.
Yep.
So if you don't read it as a novel instead of like this chapter complete.
So what do you mean? If your estrogen weren't lower, then your cholesterol may be higher than it should be?
That's correct.
Lord, this is some
crazy
shit.
That's probably why men
have
such high cholesterol.
I don't know about men.
Jerron doesn't.
But I know
the different.
My doctor was like, if your cholesterol is a little high, but if I give you cholesterol medication, that's a synthetic drug.
Yeah.
If I give you estrogen, that's a biodiverse drug.
Yeah.
That is a substance that your body creates already.
Yeah.
So it is not a foreign substance.
Yes.
The cholesterol medicine is a foreign substance. So I'd much rather treat you with hormone replacement therapy and see if it will regulate your cholesterol. Yeah. And it did.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
Interesting. So is that like a lifelong, did you have high cholesterol before that or no?
It wasn't really high, but it was like almost there.
What's that mean? What number? What's almost?
I don't remember.
Like 220.
Probably something like
that's
that.
That's mine.
Is that yours?
It's pretty close.
Probably 220.
But yeah,
that's what mine was.
Then he was talking about all these other things like in my blood work that were all relative to these hormone imbalances, you know. And once my hormones started regulating from hormone replacement therapy, I dropped weight. I'd put on like, I think I weighed like 145 pounds, which was more I weighed than when I was pregnant with Georgia.
How tall are you?
5'4".
Yeah. That's not that much. Doesn't seem like that much to me.
That's my weight right now.
No, but I for
heavy
you
Leanne
not,
is skinny
cloudy. Are you not like anvils like us? Are you not like dense little
I am
like
not
bricks?
Dense little, no.
We are like, you and I are like bricks.
I'm like bird bones.
Okay.
I'm
you're like my mom.
Bones. I'm bird bones. Yeah. I'm light. So when I'm like at 135,
okay,
you're
so,
like, that girl needs to be
like,
50
pounds. So like what size were you at?
10.
Okay. Whoa. So, okay. So that's different than my 145, I guess.
Yeah. I was a size
10. So is this like
soft.
Is this like a lifelong?
Yeah. What's the plan?
Is this
now?
A life? Do they say to you, hey, if this works for you, this is kind of like, you know, the long game of this. This is you're going to continue to do this indefinitely, or we may have to, you know, tweak things. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but there's no, because they are things your body naturally makes, there's no real downside to staying on these hormones, right?
No.
If they're regulated correctly.
Correct.
Yeah.
I have to go every 6 months and have my blood drawn, and they read for hormone levels and for everything, really.
So progesterone, estrogen, testosterone.
Mm-hmm. And a thyroid support. Mm-hmm. And then they gave me several different supplements that I should take at this age. They told me women in menopause are typically chronically dehydrated.
And we already are kind of. We're already like checking a lot of these boxes.
There you go. You're perimenopausal.
So
probably.
Do you take...
drink more.
I just did this... do you take like selenium for the thyroid or is it like a prescription thyroid?
It's a prescription. Oh.
So I actually just did this. I don't know if you guys have seen this. The Clear Blue, you know, that does the pregnancy test. Mm-hmm. They just came out with a... menopause like testing kit. It's like a 5-day thing. I think you do it over 10 days and it measures the FS. Is that right? FSH? There's a level. They're measuring this level of hormone, I assume, because you could do it through your urine that to tell you if you're perimenopausal, like premenopausal, like all these like different things. There is some debate that it may not be such an accurate test, but mm-hmm. I did it because I was like, so
what are you?
Like, I'm pre, I'm not even like, I didn't, I think if you have that hormone, which fluctuates day to day, like depending on how many days, then they kind of can tell you where they think you are. Mm-hmm. I didn't have it any of the days. So I don't know, but that's a measure they do, I think, mm-hmm. when they're kind of testing you. But what kind of doctor, how did you know where to go? Because I find a lot of women that I talk to are like, I don't know who to go to. Mm-hmm. My OB doesn't really care or know or mm-hmm. even have it, like referrals oftentimes. And so that's what I wonder, like, how did you find your person?
Bert found the person for me.
Okay.
But so I didn't actively look for someone. Yeah. But I know that she is called a longevity doctor.
Okay.
So I know someone else asked mm-hmm. me for a longevity doctor mm-hmm. or offered one to me after I'd found this mm-hmm. person.
Yeah.
In Pasadena. So okay.
There's lots now.
Longevity
Are
doctor.
They like Eastern, like more or no, they're pretty Western.
I think they're pretty Western, okay. but they're pretty, they think broadly yeah. about health and wellness.
Overall.
Yes. Overall because wellness. her philosophy, what she said to me was our philosophy is actually optimizing your health. It's not yeah. just about getting the minimum.
Yeah.
And your general doctor mm-hmm. is like, well, you're in the range
They look at ranges and they go, we don't want you to fall into the range. We want you to be on the high end or above.
Yes.
Like, yes.
They want you to be optimal.
Yes.
Like when we were talking about this, when I was seeing one and I was tortured with the fact, I'm like, ugh, because I compared it to like SpaceX versus like American Airlines, you know, like they are like forward thinking,
yeah.
doing stuff
yeah.
that normal.
Yeah.
GPs aren't doing.
Yeah. That's like aggressive like, in some
you're
ways,
like,
but also
what
wanting
do
you,
trust? You
to have a like, feel even
yes.
like you feeling
yeah.
your best.
Yeah.
Well, they're
not just
innovative.
Doing okay.
They're very
yes.
innovative.
They're very
yes.
innovative, and they're willing to think outside the box.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I think that was what I was most interested in. I went not even for menopause. I went to this longevity doctor because I had long COVID symptoms.
Uh-huh.
And I just happened to be in menopause at the same time. I actually wasn't yeah. even in menopause.
How old are you, can I
so
ask?
It was 2 years ago, so I was 52.
When it all kind of started.
When I got off the pill.
Oh.
So,
but that's like pretty, that's like a good age, I feel like. Some mm-hmm. women are going through it so much earlier,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes,
okay.
women are,
the vaccine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Women are
they're
going
saying.
Through
I mean, there's so much.
I know. Who knows?
Who knows?
It could have
right?
been COVID,
like,
you know?
Again, like anything that happens, you're like, well, it's because of that. It's because of that. And maybe it is, maybe it isn't, right?
I think you just got to deal with what's on your plate.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the what or the where.
So,
you know.
Sorry, to close the loop, when you went to the longevity doctor, that was prior to the menopause?
Well, she said she thought my body was trying to go into menopause,
yeah.
but because I was still on the birth control
yeah.
pill,
yeah.
that it couldn't actually completely kick into menopause. So she was like, I want you to get off the pill and start hormone replacement therapy, like, on the same day,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Mm-hmm.
Not really, but
yeah.
pretty much at
yeah.
the same time.
Yeah.
And, when I stopped taking my pill, I never had a period again.
Yeah.
Never again.
Yeah.
So she was like, well, clearly your
that
body was trying.
So that was the right move.
It was the right
yeah.
move. Your body
yeah.
was ready.
Yeah.
But you were giving it just enough estrogen to keep that train moving. I mean, my period was like 6 hours long.
Yeah.
And
like,
it's, mm-hmm. it's just enough to be annoying.
Yeah. You're like, okay.
Yep.
Well, you had your hormones levels checked when you were doing all of that other stuff, right? No, but because
yeah.
did they... Were they trying to mess with those? Like, that's what I wonder, because the hormone component of overall health in general, regardless of menopause or your age, I think is such an interesting study.
Mm-hmm.
And probably, you know, better not to, like, be tweaking those if you don't have to. Mm-hmm. But what was...
I had no reason to be messing with mine.
Yeah, so yours
that's
were all pretty normal.
Think. Mine were all normal. Like, say, for example, this is not accurate. Say, like, my testosterone range. A testosterone range for a woman my age should have been between 20 and 50.
Yeah.
Mine was, like, 44.
Oh.
Where I was, like, it was fine.
Power lesbian
like,
numbers.
You know, I could kick it up a little. But then I started being, like, me with the testosterone. And
did you?
Progesterone. Yeah. And then I stopped because I was, like, oh. I think I'm having panic attacks.
Wait. So you right. so you
remember?
Were...
And I called you guys yes. over and you sat with me. I was, like, I think it's all the hormones.
Oh, really? Yeah. So what they were giving you testosterone and what else?
Testosterone, progesterone.
Oh. Everything?
A thyroid, which I didn't take.
Yeah.
So same as me.
Same as
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Same
I
as
think
me.
They... That put like the testosterone they're trying to give you to like drop weight.
Testosterone's like the fountain of youth, they say.
Well, it for women my age, because when you go into menopause, you have a shift in your ability to maintain muscle mass. That is a real actual shift.
Check.
Right? So I have to work out harder than I did before I was in menopause to maintain the same muscle mass. Mm-hmm. But what testosterone does is help you hold on to that.
So, the muscle.
Yes. And muscle is what maintains your bone health, right? Mm-hmm. And your balance and your agility and your flexibility is all kind of wrapped up with musculature. Mm-hmm. So I know, I'm sure it also helps you lose weight, but clearly I am not a stick figure. So it's not really that crazy of a weight loss.
Well, no,
thing.
Well, you're also not jacking it up to a point that
no,
you don't
I'm taking
need to.
What they told me.
Yeah.
And I'm in the range, I'm in the optimal range of like normal for me. But when I started, so on my test, numbers are probably different for everyone's test, but my test said that a woman in my age should be between 65 and 250 for their testosterone, and mine was 12. So mine was so low.
Bye-bye, muscle.
That exactly. Yeah. She was like, this is so low that now your thyroid's overworking.
Lord.
So we have to bump that up so your thyroid can calm down. So everything was just working
so hard. What do you
so
think women
hard.
I did
before
a lot of,
this.
Rewind. When I started it, I was just thinking this. I switched my antidepressant. I'm like, I'm doing a reboot. So I went on a new antidepressant. Went on a new antidepressant. Started progesterone.
Yeah.
Started testosterone. Yeah. Started semaglutide.
You took a Molotov cocktail.
Whoa.
I was
whoa.
Like, my body was like, all right, here we go. Where are we going? Are we sick? Why do we have so much going through our body right now?
Are we sick?
Are we sick? Were we just diagnosed?
Am I strapped to the front of a train?
It's like, oh, God, this is great.
Or the tracks. I don't
Wait,
know.
So what do you think women did? This is all relatively new.
Yeah.
So what do you think women did before this?
That's so funny. I was just talking about that with my friend who's just going through this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that women suffered in silence a lot. I think that.
My mom was bad.
Like,
was she?
Crazy. I'm crazy.
It was before your wedding.
Oh.
It was before your wedding, and we were all sitting to have dinner, and it was the night before we were going to drive to Bowdoin, and she like turned green at the table. She started throwing up on the dinner table.
Oh my God.
Then her head
and
spun
then, like,
around
a few,
three times.
She was like, okay. And then she remember she tripped and knocked out
her tooth.
She kept getting like lightheaded. She was
bad.
My God. She didn't complain.
Yeah,
and everyone ran from the table except me.
I guess I wonder.
It's like, you guys are so mean.
Aww.
Bert's like, I'm gonna throw
up.
I gotta throw up.
The women that suffered in silence, you know, is there like a time frame where they suffer, then finally they're on the other end and they're like, okay, I'm fine now.
Because
it's like not like my grandma, like, or you know what I mean, people that like I knew like were like seemingly chill older women.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they did or didn't do, but they didn't seem
lunatics.
No.
No, I think that it, for the most part, I think it did kind of, or does kind of regulate, because what my longevity doctor said was to expect to be on this for at least 18 to 24 months. And then after that, you decide. Because
18 to 24 years.
What? Did I say years?
No,
I said
I'm
months.
Just, I thought that's what you were going to say. And I would have been like, oh, that makes sense.
No, but she said you can be on it for your whole life.
Yeah.
But at that point, you're through the thick of
it.
Your body will start producing some of this on its own. So you may be able to just let it all go.
Or you may do a couple things. Oh, I love that. Okay,
so
that's comforting.
That was her window.
Get you through the rough patch.
You know, she gave me the best expectations.
Yeah.
Like, it was so realistic to say, you know, 18 to 24 months.
Yeah.
And then let's talk about it again. What do you want to do? How do you feel? What's working? What's not working?
Mm-hmm.
What do you look like now?
Yeah.
I wish your brother is actually such a great partner mm-hmm. in this period of my life. And I didn't expect him to be.
He is. He's great with, like...
He is. I agree with that.
Him, such a, like, little sweetheart.
He is so sweet.
Yeah. So soft. And
I expected him to be like, oh, Leanne, so much drama right yeah. now. I'm just crying. But he has been exactly the opposite. And I wish for women who are going through this to have a partner as good as mine has been, to step outside themselves and say, what's going on for her? This mm-hmm. is not her. And it doesn't seem like she can help it. And I wonder, I think about people who have marital problems and wonder if it's, you know, in this time of their life, there's a lot going on for us. We're about to be empty nesters. We're really busy in business. And my body is just completely changing. And not only is my emotional body changing, mm-hmm. my body mm-hmm. is changing.
Mm-hmm. It's both the mental and the physical.
Yes. Yeah. And mm-hmm. so... We had this moment where I was very kind of shy with my body because I have these huge boobs now I'm not used
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
I got a little thick in the middle. I definitely look middle-aged in my clothes. I look at my ass and I go, nice middle-aged ass. But let's be honest.
You
it's
look
a middle-aged
great.
I know, but do. I don't look like 25. Not okay. that I should. But you think men are so visual. He's going to think, he's like, just don't look at me is how I was feeling. And one day I was like, oh, just so discouraged. I work out so much and I just can't get like, I can't like get drop the middle. And he goes, oh, I don't ever look at that. I just look at your boobs and your ass and they're amazing. And I went, I wish I,
yeah,
I was like, I know. That has changed.
We're like hung up more than
yes,
they are.
Exactly yeah. my point.
Yeah.
So he like, I let myself off the hook.
Yeah.
He ruined your stomach.
He does, and he says that. He got yeah. me pregnant. It's his fault.
That's yeah. your. It's his fault.
It is.
That's his property. He destroyed it.
It is. He owns
Or do you
that.
Feel like it, you, did you get really big? Did you stretch out a lot?
I didn't get really big, but nothing really
went back.
Like, I could have probably done a tummy tuck.
Oh. Same.
Because I really have that part that kind of mm-hmm. hangs over
same.
Even still. And I'm still in really good shape. My yeah. abs, I could do 100 sit-ups
so funny.
Today.
It's a spectrum. I think it depends on your frame.
Genetics.
I'm relatively small, but I didn't, like, definitely bigger with the second and third sooner. But, I mean, even at 40 weeks with Luca, like, people were like, are you sure? Like, because I don't know. He was big, but I didn't stick out.
No, I didn't
so
either.
So I didn't stretch like some
it's
of my
It's not about
friends.
Stretching. It's mm-hmm. internal.
I don't know.
It's not the skin. Some people get that crepe skin and it hangs. There's a ledge, like, right there
uh-huh.
that I will never
just a
no,
shelf,
but I have
never
friends
get rid
who,
of.
Like a girlfriend specifically who is, like, my size but got with each – she didn't have twins or anything, got way bigger. And mm-hmm. it, like, stretched out in a way that now she has, like, a hernia and, like,
yeah.
she will do a tummy tuck. I think she's just been, like, waiting because,
yeah.
you know, it's
oh.
no joke. But, but I'm, like, you know, probably had similar size kids to her and it's just interesting.
Isn't
but then
it?
I have another friend who just had the same thing randomly, the hernia and the tummy tuck. She just did it and she was like, look at me, and showing me, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Looks great.
That's good. Well, yeah. I only gained 25 pounds with Isla.
Same.
I mean, yeah.
That's
I
gained 27.
I don't think you need
right?
a tummy tuck.
It's nothing.
No, it's just something internally.
I don't
internally,
need one. But
yeah.
then
one side
like,
hangs
maybe
lower.
I should.
Exactly.
What'd you
one
say?
One side hangs lower
yeah.
than the other. It's a muscular thing. It's like a C-section, Sarah. Some people
would,
have a rope.
I was just going to,
yeah.
but
like
you,
a total
did a C,
rope.
You did C-section.
You did two C-sections?
Yeah.
You couldn't find a scar with a flashlight on me.
But right. Leanne, did you have C-sections?
No.
So I think that what you're talking about has a little bit to do
yeah.
with the C-section.
I do too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you mean, but yeah.
That's weird.
It is weird.
So but for menopause, I wish that men could, and maybe all men do, and maybe I just had a weird, stupid expectation of men, But, yeah, Bert's been so supportive, and I think it makes the process so much easier.
Yeah,
if,
totally.
You know, because I can't help it.
You
it's
don't need
I
to be, like,
it.
Like stressed about him on top of, like,
yeah.
what you're going through.
Yeah.
So he's great stepping in when, like, in times of need.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Like, in genuine times of need.
He's a little, he's a sweetie. He's,
he
like,
is.
He's surrounded
he
by women.
He likes
that was
to
his destiny.
Swing in and go,
yeah.
here's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Here's the plan.
Yep.
Yeah.
He did that with me when I was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was like, we're done.
Super supportive.
And he was wearing the shortest shorts I've ever seen. Where I was like, I can't look down. Like, choose a side.
What's going on? So Luca, my oldest, well, now, like, rolling, and I don't know, it's just the sixth grade. It doesn't seem to be widespread in elementary school, but all shorts, basketball shorts, whatever, rolling them And he wants them like here. He wants them like here. Mm-hmm. It's like a 1980s basketball player. Uh-huh. Like, you know, we're like, yeah. Fine, you don't want him like to the knee. I get that. But like, I've bought him shorts to here, and he's like, they're too long. It look horrible. And then he goes like this, and then it like cups his butt. And I'm like, funny. What is this look? And his friends are kind of doing it. And I'm like, where is it coming from?
Bert Kreischer?
I was just going to say.
Bert, maybe wears it's your brother. The shorts that like the 80s?
The dolphin shorts?
This is what I mean. So where can I get those? Because Luca wants
them. He's not going to want to wear those. He's not going to want to wear those.
Oh.
They're the ones with the net because they go so high up the hip.
Oh, they're like a swim short.
Sort of.
No, they're a workout.
I think what you're...
They're a workout
sort
short.
They're for running.
He showed up at my house when
that... the package.
When 911 was there and he showed up. And the first thing I said, I was like, what are you wearing? He's like, I was working out. I was like, oh, God, what the fuck is he wearing?
Duran got Lucas some Muay Thai shorts from when he was, like, I think that's what it's called, right? From Thailand.
Yeah.
They're, like, shiny and, like, red and, like, oh, you know, all these patches. And Lucas was like, should I wear these to school? I was like, I think so. I mean, they're cute, but it was, like, it's like a costume.
Right.
But they were the right length.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
They hit where they needed to hit.
Ugh. Well, I'm so curious. I mean, I so appreciate you, like, sharing with us about that journey and – I want to continue, like you know, touching base and seeing how the journey continues to go for you. But it's so fascinating to me because as women, I don't think it's talked about as much. I don't think we know what to expect. I don't think we know where to go or what kinds of things we could be doing prior to.
Mm-hmm. I wish I'd taken better care of my skin and neglected my skincare. I did it, but I was like, eh, whatever. But I wish I'd like exfoliated more.
I feel like you're so habitual about your skin.
Now I am.
Oh.
In my 40s.
But what do you mean? You think that it would have eliminated some of the severity?
I don't know. Okay. That's just one of the things I go, oh, I could have done better there.
I think everyone thinks that. I think I'm like, what if I had started like habitual skincare in my 20s?
What if I never drank an ounce of alcohol?
Oh, fuck that shit.
Yeah, that's not
good. My face would be like a
baby's butt. Die of nothing.
I couldn't. Yeah, that doesn't count. That doesn't apply.
It doesn't count, right?
No.
Okay, thank you.
The working out piece, though.
Yeah.
I started working out, but you're 12 years younger than me, so you're way ahead of me. Yeah. So I didn't really start working out like this until 4 years ago, until I was 50.
Okay.
49.
I love your gym, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I haven't been inside your real house, but I was in your gym.
You
Can
were?
You believe she hasn't been in your
I cannot
by myself.
Believe
no,
you
just
have
kidding.
Not.
I was there with Katie and Nomi.
I cannot
really
believe
nice.
You haven't been in my house.
Yeah.
I know.
I know. I was waiting. I don't think you were home. Otherwise, I would have, like, not.
You can still go in my house.
I want you
just
to be there with
dogs.
Me. I want a tour.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
They have the best screening room.
I love our screening room. I love our house.
So you feel like that if had you implemented that routine earlier, you think you would have been, like, ahead of the game a little bit now?
I do.
Interesting.
I do. I think it took me a longer.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm in really good physical shape now.
Yeah.
But it took me longer than it would have if I had started earlier. I think the earlier you can start really working out.
Yeah.
And I work out. I do strength training 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And then I'm just active the rest of the week.
Yeah.
I could do more cardio than I do. But I think once you get to middle age, strength training is a lot more important.
We've been saying that, yeah.
Than cardio. Yeah. Because... I mean, cardio is important, but I think the strength training just ties into so many other pieces.
And you really
of
see a
wellness.
Difference with the strength training, I think, more than the cardio. The cardio feels
cardio
great.
Cardio is instant. You feel great.
The mental, obviously, cardiovascular health, yes. But the strength training really is, I think, the key, especially more now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Whereas cardio, I feel fucking great for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yes. It kind of fades.
That's interesting.
But that I feel pretty good strength training for like 2 days. And then I'm like, okay, I got to go back.
Yeah. She's great. Do you work out with the same person, Nomi?
No.
Oh, no. You have someone else or you work out by yourself?
No, I work out with my friend Sandy and another trainer.
At your house?
No. Oh. We drive to Chatsworth.
Whoa.
Yep.
Yeah, fucking crazy.
It is a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
You get some mental, emotional support with your friend?
Yeah. We call it the therapy ride.
Oh, I love that.
So Sandy and I catch up.
That's nice.
Yeah. And then we work out.
Yeah.
And then we catch up. She helped me so much today. I was having teenage trouble.
Yeah.
You know, we have kids the same age. And I was so frustrated with Isla. And in the middle of it, Sandy goes, you just keep in mind that you're her safe place. So she'll figure all this out.
Yeah.
Life will help her figure all this out.
Yeah.
I know you feel like you're failing in this one area as a mom. She's resisting. Just be the safe place. And I went in and worked out just like working. I was so freaking mad at her still.
Yeah.
She's why I was late today, Isla. Yeah. And I was so mad.
Yeah.
And then as soon as, right when we were finishing the workout, I turned to Sandy and said, thank you for the advice. I think you're right. I think I'm going to go pick her up, and I'm going to be the soft place to fall, and I'm not going to give her any shit. And I think that's the right thing.
A senior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She has senioritis, cool. like in all joints.
Yeah,
she's all joints. Like, she's eat up with it.
I love that therapy piece. I think it's so important. Like, I love what the podcast for so many reasons, but I also think even days where I'm like,
I don't want to be doing this
in your head. And then, like, it's crazy how much just talking to, a friend, a therapist, I mean, it could be anybody, if it's worthwhile, if it's, like, if you're getting something from it, and it's just like, I don't know, it's game changing, you know.
Completely.
And you forget that, I think, if you're not doing that often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's, my therapist says to me, the point of friends and the point of relationships is so you don't have to hold anything by yourself.
Yeah.
So if you don't spend time with people you're in relationships with and really talk, then you're holding a lot by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so busy. I don't know when I would see Sandy if we didn't work out.
No, that's,
I would
that's
never
cute.
See anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know.
She's the only person I see regularly because I work out with her. I have tons of friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I see them like every 3 months now. I'm so busy. Or I either
hard.
Podcast with them.
It's not easy.
No. It's really hard.
I used to, when your life gets busy like that, I think in the beginning I felt more guilt about not following up or not talking to somebody, you know, more frequently. And now it's just like, I think, you know, your friends, and everyone's kind of going through the same stuff, and it's great when you can see them or you have something scheduled to see them. Or like, it's great when you guys go to the same school, your kids go to the same school, because then you're like interacting with these people. You don't even have to think about it, but you get that interface.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. But yeah, there's a lot of people I don't see that often, and it's, you know, it's life, right?
It's life. Part of it is life, but I'll tell you this, heading into Empty Nester, you suddenly go, oh, wow, I got to really actively make sure that I have these relationships in place that are outside my marriage.
Yes.
And that I need relationships.
Suddenly you're like,
yes, suddenly I'm like, wait a minute, I'm looking at you all day long?
I know. I
can't do that all day.
I think about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to start picking up a sport. I was like, I got to start playing pickleball or something just to get myself, you know, golf or something that I can do.
Yeah, the activity, the interaction.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's so important.
It's a social piece.
Even now, even before you were an empty nester, but yeah.
Yes, I could have. We kind of did that for a long time.
I think about that. I'm like, what happens?
I
just
never
you
think
and
about
me?
That.
You don't think about that?
Fuck,
you're
no.
too young in it. You got a 3-year-old.
I'm just going to smoke weed in a rocking chair.
She's got Benjamin Buttons that are just like perpetually babies.
Yeah, seriously. They're aging backwards.
Yours do feel like the youngest. Although Ted,
I'm night feeding them
Ted's
again.
Ted's like engaging with me for the first time in his entire life.
He's getting a little better.
He said hello to me. He made eye contact.
That's good.
This is the
bar. High-fived me.
That's good.
Just big.
That's good.
It's huge.
Big moves.
He talks to me too a little bit.
Yeah,
it's better when I'm not there.
I'm a little bit like your dad. I'm a little bit Mrs. Cellophane.
What does that mean?
Uncle Bert, Uncle Bert, Uncle Bert, Uncle
Mrs.
Bert,
Cell-
Uncle
like
Bert.
You're see-through.
Uncle Bert. Yeah,
you're transparent.
I'm like,
I like that. I've never heard that.
Oh, it's from the play Chicago.
Oh, Mrs. Cellophane.
I'm like, it's my house too.
Like,
I'm the one that
right
actually buys the snacks.
Yeah,
I'm the one that buys the snacks for the pantry. Don't say thank you to Bert.
You like those goldfish?
Yeah,
I know, right?
All me.
That's me.
Yeah,
come talk to me.
So you got glycerin nose.
Oh yeah, she and I get along great. we swap all kinds of germs.
Oh my God.
Don't worry, Sam just was with her last night, so we'll see.
Lola?
Is she still sick?
She had a bit of a fever.
She's like, don't touch me!
Yeah, that's Lola.
She's like an old lady. Like, she's like, get your hands off me!
Get your hands off
me! And then
me.
I'm like, can I feel you? Like, I want to feel you, because, like...
Yeah, and she's like, she had like, blue eye makeup on. She's like, don't touch me!
She, like, looked up, and she was like, get your hands off me!
Consent.
but she, the thermometer, Lisa was doing it to Lola, and it was like 102, and I kept feeling Lola, and she didn't, you know, like as a mom, you could feel 102. She didn't feel 102.
She didn't feel 102.
102 is a fever.
Yeah, but she didn't, but she didn't want me
Hold
touching
on.
Her.
Can we just talk about the progress you've made as
a
mother? Okay, when she first had Teddy.
Oh, she would have lost it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
We went to the urgent care a couple times, you and I.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I was like, you could just meet me here. I'll drive.
I know. And I kept going. I kept saying to Bert, there's nothing wrong with this boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is totally fine. But I'm going to go because God, he needs it. Yeah. So I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a vessel.
I think as a first time mom, there's like almost no escaping that. I mean,
you were
more of a hot reactor than some. I would talk you up a ledge a few times.
It was hot.
I've talked you off a few ledges.
Remember when you came over and I was like, what did you just drug him with? You're like, it's grape water. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. But then there'd be times where she'd call me panicking. And I'd be like, he's fine. Is this, this? Ask questions. And, you know, because, you know, once you've been through it, it's like you can kind of like, you know, the basics. And Mike would be in the background like, what is she, a doctor?
The problem I have is I understand her brain because I'm married to her brain.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I go, some of this, Cotty needs, this is not about Teddy.
Yeah.
This is about Cotty.
Yeah.
And Cotty needs someone to let Cotty come undone.
Yeah.
So just come undone.
Yeah, exactly.
I deal with this all the time. Yeah. This is my whole household is that
but
brand.
Now do you feel a little less crazed with Lola?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah. You're night and day.
I think so.
Oh, and day with Lola.
I don't know if I'm just not getting the calls.
No, night and day.
Okay. You know, they say by the time you have a second one, you just let them eat dirt. You just
by the time you have a third one.
Lola's fine.
Yeah. You just let them. You're like,
now, Ted's a little privileged because of COVID. I was like, if this is our last night together, I'm not going to discipline you.
Oh, my God.
And that was a true problem I had. I was like, no one speak poorly to him.
Just wait a minute. Goodbye, Ted.
If this is our last night together, I'm not disciplining you.
Yeah. That's how I started co-sleeping with him. I was like, you want a beer, right, sugar plum? It's our last night together.
We're going to go.
Rest your head.
Oh, wait. I never got the thing. Was it supposed to come to me last night?
I didn't put in your street number, so they canceled it.
What was it?
A cot for her co-sleeping child.
Oh, you have a co-sleeper?
She was talking a big game. She's like, it's at your house right now. And I was like, getting home. I was like, where is this thing? Because it looked big.
Do you think Dom wants it?
I don't know. It's fine. Don't. Just send me the link. I'll check it out. He goes, I had to tell you something, Mama. And I was like, what? He's like, Cotty showed me this thing. And I told her it looked cool to me. But now she says she's buying it. And I don't know if I really want it. Ugh. And if it comes, I don't want to return it because it'll hurt her feelings.
He is like the sweetest little old man.
Oh, thank you.
He's so great.
Everyone's playing like Nerf fights. Oh, yes. Yeah, they were playing Nerf fights last night, like all the boys.
Yeah.
And Luca was dominating. And I was like, Ezra, it's a fucking hostile takeover. Everyone go after the electric gun. Drop your piece of shit guns and go after the electric gun.
Yeah.
And then Dom's sitting there petting the puppy. He's like, he's all right, baby girl.
Yeah.
And I'm like the only one not fighting for a Nerf gun.
Yeah.
Besides him and Lola.
He'll
and Lola's
disengage.
Just eating jelly beans.
Redirect.
Telling us to not touch her.
Don't touch her.
On fire with her blue whiskers. Like, don't touch me.
Oh, and then she put red eyeshadow on so it looked like she was having an allergic reaction.
Mike's like, is she allergic to the puppy?
The red eyeshadow was off-putting.
She was like, glycerin.
She's so funny. That little girl.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, sorry to rush you.
It's okay.
But I am going to ask you to come back like once a month because
this
is like very like soul affirming for me.
Aww.
I love you.
That's so sweet.
I love you.
You
are just like, I don't know, just this like calming force.
Aww.
Like, we really are.
Well, thank you.
I really love you.
That's a lovely compliment.
I mean,
thank you very much.
I don't say that.
Well,
anyway.
I love you too, Sam. I've known you a long
time.
You
love me back.
I was like, she's pulling
a
bird. She's like, thank you.
No, I wouldn't. I don't. I
wanted to acknowledge the compliment.
But thank you. But I didn't need anything. I
love you twice.
No, I just like adore you. I look up to you.
Aww.
I'm just like so happy to know you.
Well, I feel the same way. I love that you guys have been friends for so long.
Yeah.
And it's so, you know what? I love Cotty. She's my sister. I don't have a sister. So she and Annie are my sisters, and it's really nice to have you have been her sister for so long.
Yeah.
You've been a real gift.
Aww. So. Same. I feel the same. And I love that now we have this thing that we're doing together to, like, you know.
See each other again.
It's just, it's great. It's like a your therapy ride. We have a set thing that we're doing, and I love it for so many reasons.
You keep doing it because you guys are really good at this.
Thank you.
Oh, I love your podcast. You're both so unique and individual and funny in your own right and entertaining as hell. I love this podcast.
Thank you. One of our users said they should make mics more expensive so people like us don't get the option to podcast.
That's the one that Cotty's holding on to.
What?
Cotty's, Connie's holding on to that one.
These mics more expensive so that every Tom, Dick, and Harry doesn't get a podcast.
I love how that one got to you, and then there'll be a random one that offends me, and she's like, "Oh, I don't even listen to that." And then suddenly, this one she's hung
up on. She'll call me. She's like, "Do you see what she said? They said this bitch doesn't cook and tags me." Yeah, this bitch doesn't cook.
This facts. Bitch doesn't cook either.
Yeah, I was just
going to
say facts, by the way.
I don't like to cook.
Whole Foods.
Every time I cook, Bert turns his nose up and goes, So I just stopped. I was like, dude.
You cook, dude.
Exactly.
He, likes,
like,
he cooks all the time.
He's pretty good
he
at it.
He loves it. Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for
thank
being
you.
Here. We love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Don't worry
love
about
you.
It.
Bye.